This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. And
is it a Tuesday, Chris? Did I say a Wednesday already? Is there any way we can scrub that off of live radio? We can't scrub that, can we? Dang it. On a Tuesday. It's the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We'll just act like that's what I said first. And boy, do we have a doozy for you tonight. We have Lisa Booth, Fox News' Lisa Booth, coming on the show an hour and a half from now. We're going to ask her about all this social media stuff. We have an AG, a New York AG, going after Trump. Is Trump in some trouble in New York? We're going to talk about speed dating, the billionaire wars between Bezos and Musk, praying on the 50-yard line, going to the Supreme Court, and much, much, much more tonight. But before we get to that, before we get to the fun, we have to talk about something serious here. And you know I don't like to do too much serious. I mean, I realize there are serious topics and we talk about them, but it's the end of the day. I mean, you're probably on the way home. No one needs serious, but this is something. Just give me a minute. We have to get this out, all right? It came out today that Vice President Kamala Harris has coronavirus. And I just want, look, in all seriousness, we don't need to play games when it comes to things like this, especially when it comes to deadly diseases. All right, deadly diseases are a real thing. So I think, set politics aside for a minute, we all should say a prayer for coronavirus at this point in time. Coronavirus has probably never encountered this much disease on its own. Can you imagine the disease section of Kamala Harris when coronavirus got there? He probably can't even find a chair. The word is out already. Kamala Harris is symptom free. I'm sure she's symptom free. She's one gigantic bottle of penicillin at this point in time. So, prayers for you, Corona. I hope you make it out all right, buddy. Now, moving on to the important things of the day, because there's a lot out there. And probably the biggest one, this is probably bigger than the New York judge holding Trump in contempt. Probably the biggest one is Joe Biden. Remember what I've been saying? Remember my prediction, my outlandish, admittedly outlandish prediction? I know it's outlandish when I've been telling you, I think he's going to be pushed out after the midterms. The Democratic Party's in free fall. Joe Biden somehow makes that problem even worse. He's become a political liability. You can't get rid of him before the midterms. That's just too much. It's too much upheaval. You have to wait until after. And I know it's ridiculous. I could very well be wrong. I don't have any inside knowledge of this. But as soon as the media started reporting heavily on the Hunter Biden stuff, and they were all, I mean, they all sounded like the first TV. They all sounded like Fox News. I mean, they all sounded like right-wingers all of a sudden, blasting Joe, blasting Hunter. I thought to myself, hold on a second. These people don't think for themselves. If you're at ABC, NBC, CBS, you're a producer, you're figuring out what's going to be on the show tonight, you don't sit down and say, okay, what's the hard-hitting news that matters to America? That thought never crosses their head. You sit down and you get your marching orders on what you're supposed to talk about. Why would they all start talking about Hunter Biden at the same time? I mean, really, really hard stuff. Remember, they all acknowledged the laptop was real. It got really harsh. Well, maybe we have a little more information on what exactly they knew was coming today, because this headline is wowza. Financial records reveal Biden, that would be Joe, not Hunter. Financial records reveal Biden had a $5.2 million unexplained income. Unexplained. Let me pause on this for just a moment. You see, I was once a congressional candidate. I ran for Congress twice in Arizona. You know that already. I lost twice too, not to brag. But I ran for Congress twice. Do you know when you're running for federal office? I can't speak for the various state offices, but you know when you're running for federal office, you have to basically expose yourself, not in a Pee Wee Herman kind of way, Chris. Financially, you have to expose yourself to the feds. You don't get to have a secret account with a couple hundred grand in it somewhere. Whatever you're invested in, whatever you're worth, whatever you got, they demand to know. If Joe Biden has $5.2 million of unexplained income, that's a big deal. Here it is from the article. Joe Biden agreed to pay his son Hunter's legal fees for his deal with the Chinese government-controlled company, emails reveal. The revelation ties the president even closer to Hunter's overseas business dealings and makes his previous claims that he never discussed them with his son even less plausible. Now get this. Joe Biden, who's been a career government employee, keep in mind, Joe was able to pay the bills after earning millions of dollars through his and his wife's companies after he left office as vice president. I'll just point something out here. Keep in mind, Joe Biden, you can look this up. They began a Joe Biden cancer research. It's something to do with cancer research charity. And they took in millions and people dug into it. And it turns out virtually none of it went to cancer and cancer research. This is one of the scams. It also says some waves of cash came from their book deals and speaking engagements. But the president's financial filings revealed that he declared almost $7 million more income on his tax returns than he did on his government transparency reports, according to the Daily Mail. Those reports I was just telling you about that I had to fill out running for Congress, Joe Biden had to fill those out too. And he just forgot $7 million worth. I know this is not the big story that's leading every show today. It should, because this kind of thing ends presidencies. Jen Psaki was asked about it.
On Hunter Biden, the New York Post is reporting, looking at White House visitor logs, there were 19 visits to the White House while the president was vice president by Hunter Biden's business partner, including one with the vice president. Can you help us understand why that business partner had access and what those meetings were about?
I don't have any information on that. I'm happy to check and see if we have any more comment.
Okay. Doesn't have any information. I'll get back with you. I'll circle back. Oh, I bet she's going to circle back. There are things that cannot be avoided. If major publications like the Daily Mail are reporting that Joe Biden essentially cheated, unexplained income is a really, really, really nice way to put Joe Biden lied through his teeth about how much he was worth. And there's only one reason you would lie about how much money you took in. There's only one reason. There's not a second. You did something wrong. That's the only reason to do it. You did something wrong. Because remember, he declared it on his tax return. So he wasn't trying to avoid the taxes. He was trying to avoid government transparency. Why, Joe? Was that not all on the up and up? Uh-oh. So, yes, it's going to be a fun show tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show as we mock Joe Biden. We're even going to talk about speed dating. Oh, yeah. New York Times has something. Is it time to try speed dating? And all this stuff came around long after I was already betrothed to the old ball and chain. So I know. Well, I'm just kidding, Chris. I'm joking. But look. This is not the voice of somebody confident, I'll tell you that much.
On Hunter Biden, the New York Post is reporting, looking at White House visitor logs, there were 19 visits to the White House while the president was vice president by Hunter Biden's business partner, including one with the vice president. Can you help us understand why that business partner had access and what those meetings were about?
I don't have any information on that. I'm happy to check and see if we have any more comment.
She's going to check and see. So that and more tonight coming on the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com like this lovely email. Hey, treasonous liar, you calling anybody disgraceful is laughable and wrong because you're so out of touch with reality and decency that you are truly the scum of the earth and you belong in jail for your crimes against America and your commitment to traitors and liars. See, that's the kind of stuff that keeps the show going. All right. So I want to let you know all that is welcome and more at the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, it is time to discuss this New York judge, Donald Trump, being held in contempt. This could be something to watch here. I have another theory, and it's a wild theory, and I don't even know how tightly I'm clinging to it, but it's a theory nonetheless, and I'm going to put it out there. And if you don't like it, you just send it right back, all right? I'll give you that theory in a moment. Before we get to that theory, have you ever felt ripped off? Everyone has. Everyone. Look, kids, once you get old enough, you'll have times in your life where you look back and thought, man, I got ripped off. If you own a timeshare, there's probably a good chance you feel ripped off. Not that all of them are bad. I'm not saying that. But so many of these timeshare companies, they simply make their living locking you in and never letting you out. You have to pay the annual fees, special assessments endlessly. You're locked into a contract. The annual fees, in some cases, they've almost doubled. You're still on the hook. And they've told you, nope, you can't get out. Nope, you're with us for life. Give Lone Star Transfer a call. They've helped over 16,000 people. It's a family-owned company. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, not some ripoff artist. I've read you the emails before. They help people. They guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation consultation. 844-310-2646. That's 844-310-2646. Or go online to LoneStarTransfer.com.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I make a rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I can't believe I missed up the day of the week at the opening of the show, Chris. You know what? That's mostly your fault. You, what, Chris? I mean, you can't have something in here to make sure I know what day of the week it is. How can I be expected? No, Chris, I have such a huge brain that's what I'm figuring out how to solve the problems of the world. I can't keep track of the days of the week. Jeez. All right. I think I have another theory. I'm not sure I have this theory yet, but I think I do. Walk with me here. The headline is Judge Holds Trump in Contempt Over Documents in New York AG's Inquiry. New York State Judge on Monday held Donald J. Trump in contempt of court for failing to comply with a subpoena from the state attorney general's office, an extraordinary rebuke of the former president that came as the office suggested it might soon file a long-threatened lawsuit against him. The judge, Arthur E. Engoron, the chances I pronounce that right are pretty much zero, ordered Mr. Trump to fully respond to the subpoena from Attorney General Letitia James, who sought records from the former president about his family business and assessed a fine of $10,000 a day until he satisfied the court's requirements. Now, what does all that mumbo jumbo mean? That's a lot of details and whatnot. I think there's a couple things happening right now in the country. It's up to you whether you consider them good or bad, but I do think this is happening, and I don't think there's any question about it. We're finding out how broken the federal government is. That's not exactly news. The federal government sucks. The federal government's broken. But we're also finding out, those of us on the right, just how aggressive various left-wing state governments will be in their never-ending quest to destroy us. I think we're witnessing a time in this country, especially when you think about what things Florida has done recently. I think we're witnessing a time in this country where the states are going to become critical battlegrounds to political fights, because I do believe the states, red and blue, are going to start playing these games. This is dirty politics, dirty New York politics. I know that's not exactly a surprise to you, but it's how New York does politics. That's just the way it is. Look, Tammany Hall's known for a reason. That's the way New York has always done politics. But the rest of the country hasn't always operated that way. I know there are dirty states, obviously. I mean, I think every politician who's ever been elected in Louisiana is in prison, and Illinois. So I know there are dirty states out there. I think we're about to see the various states start to use their state power against federal politicians. And I don't know whether you're going to think that's good or bad. I don't know whether I think that's good or bad. I think it's simply inevitable as the political fighting, rhetoric, temperature, whatever word you want to put on it, as that continues to escalate, I think we're going to see more and more of this kind of stuff. Because right now it's a New York, it's Letitia James. I mean, you know Letitia James. She's a scumbag. And it's Donald Trump. They've pulled out all the stops to go after Donald Trump. They always have. But what if tomorrow it's Nancy Pelosi? What if it's Joe Biden? What if tomorrow it's AOC? Hey, AOC, step into my office. You're officially being subpoenaed. Don't think it can't happen. And this is why, I'm going to tie this clear back to the Florida thing. This is why that Florida going after Disney thing was an important step in this country. Because that was one of the very first times we've seen in this country the right have some teeth and the left kind of had that moment where, wait, they're hitting back? They're not supposed to hit back. We're the only ones who get to hit people. We are witnessing a mentality change on the country, a new right mentality change. I don't care whether you think it's good or bad or whether I think it's good or bad. I view it as being inevitable. You want to play those games, New York? Okay. What if Texas starts playing those games? South Carolina? What if Montana, Wyoming decide to start playing those games? We're just entering an era of a new, more aggressive right where these things, they're going to stop being just whined about, right? Because that's all we've ever done. She can't do this. Letitia James, this is wrong. That's what we've always done. That era is going away. We're entering an era where, okay, you want to play those games? Here's my subpoena for your guy. I mean, listen, I want you to listen to something because I had a revelation. I was watching the response of Democrats to the Disney stuff. And then Elon Musk buys Twitter. And I was watching some of the response to the communists. And boy, it's been amazing. This is courtesy of Libs of TikTok.
Well, it looks like Twitter's gone. They accepted the money. And Elon Stalin is taking over. So f*** you, Twitter, and goodbye forever, you insane Q-like forum. Or soon to be insane like Q-like forum. Peace out. Bye.
Elon Musk, this is directly to you. Enjoy Twitter. I just deactivated mine. I will not be reactivating it. Enjoy.
I deactivated my account and deleted the app. That's what I think of it. Elon Musk.
Today, Twitter has announced that they've been bought by Elon Musk, or however you say his name. I'm not interested in staying on Twitter anymore because of this, and I think there's a lot of people that are about to leave. So I just wanted to let everyone know that you can find me here. I'm going to also share this on Twitter before I deactivate my account so that anyone who wants to follow me can find me here as well.
Hey, I did a thing today. I deactivated my Twitter account. You can too.
I watched the meltdown of a simple bill in Florida, and I've been watching the meltdown of a South African billionaire buying Twitter and simply saying, I think everyone should have free speech. And a revelation came to me, and it's one that's going to put a smile on your face. You ready for this? You ready to smile? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Oh boy, I told you it was good. Did I not tell you it was going to be a fun night? And I'm about to put a smile on your face. You ready for this? So I was pondering. I do a lot of pondering as a huge, heavy thinker like I am, Chris. As a heavy thinker, I've been doing some pondering. And I was thinking about the reaction to Florida getting aggressive with Disney and getting aggressive with making sure teachers clean up their acts. I mean, look, it's not exactly a mystery. You don't want teachers speaking like this to your kids. Here's a middle school teacher in Michigan.
To the conservative news source that wrote an article about me that seemed really focused on the flags I have in my classroom, there's a couple of things you missed, actually, in here. The first thing you missed is all 13 principles of the Black Lives Matter movement hung up at the top of my wall here, because I want my students to know that that flag is not just a decoration, but that we actually live out these principles in our everyday life. You definitely missed my smaller posters, including this one about getting vaccinated, about voting, all these ones I have from Jay Salazar that are Black historical figures. Man, you missed a lot, including some of the memorabilia and awards I've won as Michigan Teacher of the Year. But like, go off about my flag.
Yeah, okay, so you don't want those people teaching kids, and they freaked out. And then Elon Musk buys Twitter, and they lose their minds. Here's Sunny Hostin on The View.
And in fact, on Twitter, it is predominantly straight white men. So when Elon Musk says, wow, this is about free speech, it seems to me that it's about free speech of straight white men. And so let them have it. Let them just go at it. I enjoy the block button on Twitter. I think it has a real outsized influence in our world because politicians and celebrities are on it.
Yeah, so they're not taking it well. And this was the revelation I had. Our communists are soft. We have soft communists here. Because, hey, we're all my voice just cracked. We're all products of our environment, are we not? I mean, if you grow up and let's say you're fabulously wealthy and you live in the high-end neighborhood and your parents never make you do any chores or manual labor of any kind, you don't really do any physical activity. By the time you're 20, 25, 30 years old, if that's the life you've lived, it's really important that you don't get in a physical altercation with the guy who's had a real rough upbringing from the bad part of town. His dad was an alcoholic construction worker who used to slap him around, so he started boxing at the age of 10. You know, you really don't need to cross that gentleman's path. Why? Because we're a product of our life experiences, especially how hard or how soft we are. The communists of the past, as much as I despise them, they were hard. I mean, you talk about guys like Lenin, Trotsky, Stalin. These were guys who had killed people, lots of people, before they even took power. Remember, Stalin was a terrorist and a bank robber before they even took power. Guys like Mao. I mean, Mao may be the biggest piece of trash who ever lived. There's no question about that, but Mao was a warrior. Before Mao took over China and slaughtered 50 million of his own people, Mao was a guerrilla fighter who spent years in the mountains and jungles fighting, dying, people around him surrounded by death and misery. Mao was a fighter. Even losers like Che Guevara or Castro even. These were guys who had to pick up weapons and go to war in order to achieve the power they had. American communists, what have they ever had to fight? Think if you're somebody who's on the left in this country. Think about your life experience. Let's see. You virtually never had to watch a movie that violates your values or a sitcom. Every single musician you listen to, I mean, pretty much all of them, they all share your values. You get to watch the award shows and see your values reinforced. You will watch the news at night, ABC, NBC, CBS. We have ABC News on right here in front of me. And of course, they just finished up with a feature on a trans candidate. If you watch the news, they all reinforce your values at all times. Undoubtedly, your family members reinforce your values. You go to school, whether it be kindergarten or Harvard Law. They're all reinforcing your values. I know your life as a communist means you're a miserable, envious, bitter human being who thinks the world's against you. But the truth is, if you're an American communist, You've had it wonderful in this country for years with virtually no pushback at all, because all the right has ever been is, that's hypocritical, guys. These are double standards. That's all you've ever had is opposition. And yeah, you think your life's tough, but it actually isn't. This is a good thing. This is good news. That means these people are woefully unprepared for any pushback at all, because they've never experienced any real pushback. When is the last time? When's the last time you remember a Democrat, a big time national Democrat in America, being taken out by Republicans? Politically, obviously, I'm talking about. Can you remember it? And don't say, oh, they got Chris Cuomo or Andrew Cuomo. Be serious. Republicans didn't do a daggone thing to take down Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo got taken down by the Democrats because Hochul and Letitia James wanted to run for governor. He got taken out because he was in the way. Well, he got taken out because of sexual harassment. These communists don't care about sexual harassment. And they definitely don't care about the fact he killed 15,000 New York seniors in nursing homes. They cared about the fact that he was in the governor's mansion and he was in the way. Republicans could never and would never do politics with that kind of teeth. Only the left operates that way. And now that we see the right developing some teeth, they don't know how to deal with it because they've never had to deal with it. They're so used to being the aggressor, the bully on the block who pushes around the skinny nerd. They have no clue how to deal with somebody turning around and socking them in the nose. They have no clue. You want to hear how clueless these people really are? You want to hear the most jaw-dropping piece of audio you've ever heard in your life? So maybe you're not on social media, and if you're not, I need to explain this to you. If you are, you'll know this to be a fact. Obviously, it's all communists that run the social media companies. Someone did a poll yesterday, and I think it was 99, if not 98% of Twitter's employee donations went to Democrats. They're all communists, right? And so if you're on the right, you know this to be a fact. This has been revealed over the years. They will censor and ban right-wing accounts, and the ones they don't censor and ban, they'll throttle down their engagement so no one sees the things you say, trying to cover up what you say, trying to softly censor, right? That these things have been done for years to people on the right. This guy went on MSNBC yesterday and accidentally said the quiet part out loud. They're really nervous that we're going to start doing the same things to them they've been doing to us.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees. Or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else. And the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
Did you hear what he just said? Whoopsie. They don't have any idea how to deal with pushback because they've never experienced it. So put a smile on your face. Yeah, we have a million miles to go in the battles to win this country, but our communists are not like the communists of old. Our communists are soft, pillow soft, good for us. All right, let's get to an email here real quick. Guy had a lot to say, but he finishes out this email by saying, I bought the Eden Pure purifiers and have been blown away. My house is old and constantly smelled like it. The smells are gone. I've recommended it to a dozen people, and anyone who comes over cannot believe the difference. He said they also work great in vehicles, too. They actually do, by the way. My dog had I'm not going to go into it. They work really well in vehicles. So thank you for the recommendation. I told you, we get to choose who we do and don't work with on this show. When I tell you Eden Pure thunderstorms are incredible, they're incredible. It's more than just allergy relief. It kills viruses and mold, and it will make wherever you put it smell good because it's constantly cleaning your air like nature does after a thunderstorm. I keep one in my bedroom, my son's bedroom, and my living area. They have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3, and that gets you $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, we got Fox News' Lisa Booth coming up about 45 minutes from now. We're going to get her take on the whole soft communists we have in this country. And once again, Kamala Harris has coronavirus. She has like 9,000 booster shots, and yet she got coronavirus. So let's say a prayer for coronavirus because it's in deep trouble now. Can you even imagine how strong Kamala Harris's disease immune system must be? Kamala Harris has been dealing with disease since she entered the workforce. All right, now that's enough. Quit, Chris. That's enough. I do have some bad news. Deutsche Bank, this is the headline from Disclosed TV. Deutsche Bank sees a 5% to 6% Fed target rate, which will push the U.S. into, and I quote, a significant recession next year. Now, that's bad enough, but would you like to hear from the people in charge? Would you like to hear what they think should be done about the fact that we might go into a recession, we have bad inflation? Allow me to introduce you to somebody who may sound familiar to you, New York's very own Chuck Schumer.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
I'm sorry, Chris, I may need you to play that for me again. I would have sworn he just said the only way to get rid of inflation is to get rid of the tax cuts.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
Oh, man, we are in deep, deep trouble. We are in deep, deep trouble. All right. Now, it is time. I've decided it is time to open up the phones tonight. But no, not for standard. Hey, I love the show. Joe Biden sucks. Nope. I have a question for you. There's a headline here that says, is it time to try speed dating? Is it time to try speed dating? And I'm not familiar with speed dating. This is one of those things that came along after I was already taken. I think I would probably dive into that if the old lady runs out on me, Chris, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So let me ask you something. Whatever your situation is right now, married, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, I don't care, but whatever your situation is right now, let's miraculously make you single. Let's have you sit down at a table in front of the opposite sex, depending on what you are. And let me ask you this. You're speed dating. You're sitting down in front of the opposite sex. If you had to ask them 3 questions. That's all you got. You got 3 questions to the opposite sex, and they cannot be political questions. But you got to ask them 3 questions to see whether or not you should just sign off and move on. What would your questions be? 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. You get 3 questions to the opposite sex. Are you going to stick around for this date longer? They cannot be political questions. What questions are you asking them? 877-377-4373. We'll get to that in a few, but we have to do some other stuff first. We have to get to email roundup. We do have to address the most dangerous situation in the United States of America right now. And if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know this is, you know exactly what I'm talking about, something I've talked about extensively. The most dangerous thing happening in the country right now is actually not the border, it's not the drugs, it's not the taxes, it's not the spending, it's not inflation, it's not interest rates, it's not any of these things. The most dangerous thing happening in the United States of America is the weaponization of America's administrative state. The Department of Justice, NSA, CIA, FBI, IRS, the three-letter agencies becoming fully communist agencies, aiming their guns, sometimes literally, at the right, is without question, the most dangerous situation in the United States of America today. And Christopher Wray, he is sadly the FBI director. And he sat down for a little 60 minutes interview. And man, oh man, are we in some serious trouble.
Perhaps the greatest controversy on Chris Wray's watch was the attack on the Capitol. The Bureau has been criticized for failing to develop intelligence that might have predicted the assault.
Over 800 people have now been charged. Agents in field offices all over the United States engaged in it. And we take this incredibly seriously.
But what you'd like to have is prevention.
Our goal is to prevent terrorist attacks of any kind, domestic or international.
The criticism of the FBI after January 6th was that the plans of these people were on social media, and the FBI didn't see that.
We at the FBI shared information through a variety of intelligence products for a solid year leading up to January 6th that raised the potential.
I just want to clarify something here because I'm going to stop. I'll end up playing the whole thing in a couple minutes, but do you hear the questioning from 60 Minutes and Christopher Wray's answer? You have been rightly horrified by the fact we have locked up political prisoners in this country. Nonviolent first-time offender political prisoners in this country have been locked away for over a year in horrible conditions. Some of these guys have killed themselves. Many have lost their jobs, lost their spouses. We have political prisoners in America. You're horrified by the FBI's involvement in January 6th. You're horrified by all these things. What are they horrified by? They're horrified the FBI hasn't done more. We're going to have a very serious talk about this in just a second, and then we will get to your calls. 877-377-4373. You're magically single. You're speed dating. You have three non-political questions you can ask your date to see whether or not this thing even has a chance. What are those questions? 877-377-4373. Before we get to that, let's talk about your personal safety. You have to be able to protect yourself. I know you back the blue. You love cops. I get that. I get that. They're a ways away. Can you stop an attacker if they mean to do you harm? Go to hero2020.com and get a hero gun. It is a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls. They explode on contact. They will bring an attacker to his knees. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount, all right?
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.